This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Okay, now we're doing the sugya that starts at the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Selwyn, will you start the Gemara? The Gemara Rashi. Starting from Omer Rav Kahana Rav. So when you're translating a Gemara, the first thing that you need to do is translate every word accurately. Then you can paraphrase it. No, that's a timer. The reason that the Nizak is metapel b'nevela, that's what taima means. Ela taima, the reason that the Nizak is metapel b'nevela is because the kosov rachmono v'hames yiloi. That's why. There's a gzeres hakosov, there's a posuk that teaches me that the Nizak is metapel b'nevela. Were it not for that posuk, then ala vachi. Right. No. Hashta is not because. Hashta. Now. So the Gemara is starting an analysis. Hashta. Now. If the Mazik. Yaivle. Now, Yaivle. What is it? He could have given them. He could have given them as payment. Right. For Nezikim. Now, Vafilu Subin, Nevel is a Subin. No, it's not a Kalachom. Vafilu Subin, so we have a posuk that one can pay even with the inferior merchandise. Didei Mabaya? What does Didei mean? The Nizaks, using the Nizaks' own carcass. He has a carcass which was the Nizaks after all. If the Mazik had his own carcasses, he could use them to pay. The Nizak Mabaya, do we need to be told that you can use the Nizak's own one? No, so that's his kasha. So what is the kasha? Now you can paraphrase the kasha.
Right. That's not what the Tzukim is for, because we learn out of Yoshiv that is the premise for bringing the Nevela. You don't need that Tzukim, because we've already established it's not a question of whether you can give the Nevela to the Nizak or not.
Right.
From Yoshiv we know that you can't give the Nevela.
Right.
The Tzukim of law to understand the concept of Pachas Nevela.
Right. No, well, that we haven't said yet. Go on. No,
we do need
the Okay, so did they buy it? Okay, go on.
The
Pras Nevela.
That's what we need the Tzukim for. To understand the concept of Pras Nevela.
Okay, now do the Rashi to explain what Pras Nevela is. Loi Nitzrecho, start from Loi Nitzrecho. How the Kosov crow. Hold the cost of crop.
This way, the
Nizak. The Mishas Misa Koi Birushuse, the Nizak. Just take it. The Hochi Omar Rachmona. This is what the Torah says. Kola. Denizak. No, not at the time of death. Misha as Misa. Right. Hisriach. Ufechosod. Domim. Now look at that carefully. Just translate carefully. Umeshalim le mazik, and the mazik pays. Mashe hanezek havi yeser, the excess that the damage is. Right. How much death detracted from its value? That's all that he pays for. What the carcass is worth at the moment is not his business. Why? What does Rashi say? Why is it not his business how much the carcass is worth at the moment? What does it mean? What does Rashi say? What is the reason? Rashi gives a reason why it's not. Why it's, he doesn't have to worry about that. What does that mean? Ownership, it's a Nizak's ownership. Exactly, it's got nothing to do with the Mazik. It's got nothing to do with the, it's the Nizak's property. That's very important, which we'll see in a moment.
Even if the Nizak doesn't know that it's his property?
It was always his property. Nothing's changed. There's been no change of ownership. There's been damages, there hasn't been change of ownership. Okay, so going in the Gemara now.
The concept of pachas nevela.
Don't say pachas, say pachas.
Pachas nevela tnai. It's a machlokes tanoim. The tanya,
in the case, okay, so let's just tell you, what is the case there that the Torah is talking about? What is that posuk? What's the case? Right, a shomer socha. A shomer socha is looking after an animal, and the animal is
killed. The posuk is talking about large and small animals.
Right.
We talking about the word of the in the case of the large animal.
Right.
And the question now is whether the shomer socha was negligent in his duty to the
large. Right.
So the Gemara says that this Torah, the Torah, the can be understood in two ways. The Via Dignity, Kadobene, the Potter, Abashalamer, the Via Dura, the Basdin.
So what does that mean? The Dura, the Basdin?
The Torah can understand for the Torah as being in the process of the composite as it is explained. That is a Shema Sofer and his Dura, the Dura, the Dura, that without his control and therefore he was Potter.
Right.
Okay.
Right. What for? Why does he bring it to Beis Din? What does Rashi say? Why do you bring it to Beis Din? Yeah. Just otherwise you lose the flow of the Gemara. I just want you to look at that Rashi on Beis Din. Idudu Beis Din. Lashumo kamo hi shova. Okay. That's why you bring. So Abba Shoyl says that what it means, it doesn't mean Yavi aid, you've got to bring a witness. It means Yavi Idudo le Beis Din. You've got to bring the carcass, because Idudo can also mean the carcass, to Beis Din, so that Beis Din can evaluate its worth. Okay? Now analyzes the Gemara. My love, what does this mean?
My love, Bahakami.
Bahakami Fligi. Okay, my love, behokami fligi. Surely then, this is what the argument is about. The Gemara is now going to suggest a basis of this machlokes between the Tanakama and Abba Shoyl. No, it's still part of the question. The Marasova pchas nevela
holds that the pchas nevela is to the account of the Nisa, and the other holds that it's to the account of the Magic.
Who's who?
The Tanakama is to the account of the Magic.
How do we know that?
From the Rashi.
No, but without the Rashi, how would you know that?
I think it's
easier to understand. The other way around, okay. Right, so what's Abba Shoyl holds it to the Nizak, so how do you know that?
Well, he was told that you've got to bring the carcass to
the Beis Din, to value. Why do you have to evaluate it?
To establish the worth, and that worth.
Which means you're going to only pay the difference. Which means you're only going to pay the difference. Why? That's why the actual physical carcass has to come before Beis Din to evaluate, in order to measure how much the balance is. So it must be that the Pchas Nevela is the Nizak. But and Abash and the Tanakama, who doesn't need the posuk for that, he also, we don't have to. There's no need to evaluate there's no need to evaluate the carcass. Why? Just don't know. Why, Stanley?
I don't know. It just doesn't. Who's bringing the carcass, the mazik?
Yes, because he wants to pay only the balance.
So how, the balance at the time of Hamad Abedin?
Whenever it is, we're not discussing when the time of the Nevela is.
Because the fact of the matter is, if the mazik has got the animal in his possession, and there's nothing forcing him to take care of the animal, in other words, at the time of the death, he knows that he's...
No, but that's not got anything to do with an analysis of this brisa. You're asking generally on the sugya.
I'm asking...
The brisa is that Abba Shoyl says...
To Beis Din, the mazik.
Right. The mazik brings it to Beis Din. Because he wants to only pay the difference. So he says, Beis Din, evaluate what this is worth and I'll pay the difference.
Which means...
We don't know exactly yet. It's the difference between the value of the Nevela and the original animal. When exactly, how we're going to value the animal, that's not what we're discussing in this brisa. That we'll discuss separately. But in the Bryce itself, all we see is that the animal needs to be valued to determine the amount that the mazik will pay. So that must be Pchas Nevela and Nizak.
But they're using in the My Love Committee, why can we not say that this is what they're arguing in?
Right.
They're arguing Pchas Nevela.
Right.
And we're now saying that it's the mazik who's bringing... In other words, one can't say, one has to say, it's the Pchas Nevela we're worried about.
Okay.
So if you say the mazik is bringing it to Beis Din, he is the one who's now supposed to have been looking after the animal from the time of death until Amar Abedin. And it's unfeasible to say that the Pachas Nevela...
No, you're getting much too involved. Just take it simply. All that the Brisa says is that the Nevela has to come before Beis Din. Why does the Nevela have to come before Beis Din? What do you need the Nevela for?
To evaluate how much the Nevela is worth.
In order to evaluate how much the Nevela is worth. Okay, that's all. So you see that the Nevela, at its present value, is going to be deducted from the payment. Otherwise, why bring it before Beis Din? All you have to say is, you have to bring witnesses how much the animal was worth, and figure out how much that animal was worth as a carcass, and that's it. You don't have to bring the physical animal. The only reason to bring the animal physically to Beis Din can be because you want to evaluate how much it's worth now. So that would mean that Pchas Nevela is the Nizak.
Does that mean he gets paid it?
He gets paid the balance. No, Pchas Nevela is the discount. Pchas Nevela means the loss is the Nizak's. Not that the money is the Nizak. The loss of deterioration, sure.
I understand the opposite way, Rabbi. Because if the Beis Din is going to value the carcass now, then the mazik is going to have to pay for the state of the animal in its current state. Therefore, he's footing the bill.
No, don't understand it differently. Understand it the way I'm explaining it. Pchas Nevela le Nizak. The deterioration of the carcass is the Nizak's. We're not giving the Nizak anything. We're giving the Nizak a loss. Like when you've got a business that's running at a loss and you sell it for a lot of money. Okay, Pchas Nevela, whose is the loss? Pchas, we're talking about the Pchas, we're not talking about whose is the Nevela, we're talking about whose is the Pchas. The deterioration of the Nizak is for the deterioration of the carcass is for the account of the Nizak. That's what Pchas, Nevela, and Nizak means. Okay, so when we say that Abba Shaul holds Pchas Nevelin and Nizak, that is because we need to evaluate the present value of the carcass. Is the present value of the carcass likely to be more or less than it was originally?
Less,
it's deteriorated. That's why it has to come to Beis Din. So what is he going to pay? The Mazik is going to pay. The Mazik is going to pay the... I see what you're saying. The Mazik is... If we're going to evaluate it now, and the value of the Nevelu is less than it originally was, we're going to say you're only getting... let's say the ox was worth 100, and it's now... The carcass was worth 10, and it's now worth 8. So we've got to bring the Nevelu to Beis Din. We bring the Nevelu to Beis Din and it's worth 8, which means that the Mazik is going to have to pay 92 instead of paying 90. In which case, that's what you're saying, Simon. It comes out that not the Pchas which is the Nizak. So it comes out that the benefit is for the Nizaks. Okay, so that's difficult, isn't it?
Depends on who the Ani is supposed to bring.
Let's learn the Rashi. From the top there, Ufotu. Nobody saw. Shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim. Right. Lashuma to evaluate it. Yoichal Ad.
Ad means spoils.
Right. Kedematar Geminen, as Unklus translates. Right, that's the word. That's the word. Ad means until. So we're playing with the word aid and ad. Ad means until. Until means the spoils, that which is left. What are the spoils of war? The leftovers. The carcass is the leftovers of the animal. So Yaviyu Ad means you bring that which has been left over. That's the carcass. That's how his Rebbe taught him. So now the Gemara suggests, my love, the whole kamifligi, that this must be the machlekes. Now this Rashi you would have learned carefully. The Be'oinsin Ho'vadai Lo'ipali Abashol. Because what is the pashtus of the Brisa is that we're talking about a case of Shomer Socho. The Tanakama says that you've got to bring witnesses that the animal was taken by Oines and then he will be potu. And Abba Shaul uses the posuk for something else. So what did he hold about an Oines? But then it would seem that he's implying that for an Oines of Shomer Socho would be chayiv. Says Rashi, that's impossible. That cannot be the machlekes. The boinsim ovadai lo polig Abba Shaul lemeima da filu nitra for boines yehi chayiv. That cannot be the meaning of Abba Shaul. The ain shomer socher chayiv boinsin, because we know that a shomer socher is not chayiv boinsin. That's written in the Torah. So the machlokes must be something else altogether. Elohochi kama, this must be their machlokes. In nitrafol bipshia, that in a case of oines, there's no question that he's potter. But what will be in nitrafol bipshia? What will be if it was a small animal that took that killed the sheep, and it was in fact a pshia of the shepherd? In such a case, he is a bar tashlumi. He's got to pay. Yovi adudo, then he's got to bring the animal, the carcass, the yosif mi beisoy al hadomim shehishova b'shas misa. And you would have to then add onto it that which it was worth b'shas misa. You'd have to add on the difference of its value b'shas misa. Okay, so now, what have we got? We've got the carcass lying in front of Beis Din. It's now worth 8. How much does Rashi say that he's going to have to pay? It was 100, then 90, then 10, now 8.
90.
Says Rashi's going to have to pay 90, but that's not the way we understood it. The way you said it is, if the purpose of bringing it into Beis Din, as Rashi himself said, is Lashumo Kama Hishovod. You see that Rashi said that at the top, third line? You bring it to the Nevela Beis Din Lashumo Kama Hishovod to see how much it is worth, not how much it was worth. If it's how much it is worth, the answer will be 8. Having established that it's worth 8, then surely he would have to pay 92. Here Rashi says, no, that's not possible. He's going to pay Bishas Misa, he's going to pay 90. De'i mishum domim dehashta. If you want to say that it's because of the value now, lo itzrich, I don't need a posuk for that. That can't be what the posuk is teaching me. Dehashta, because now I isle nevelas achronaisa yohivle. I can use any nevela to pay off with, and if I use any nevela, what value will I use them at? Present value. Kol shechein ho, I can certainly use this at present value. Elo lipchas nevelo ata. So what is the Torah coming to tell me? That I must bring the carcass. The Torah is coming to tell me that although other carcasses, if I used, I would use at present value, this carcass I can use at previous value. Otherwise, what's the reason for the posuk? Okay? So again, the Tanakhama says that Yovi Eidim Shinitra for Bo'inis. What does it mean that im torif yitorif yeviu aid, if a shepherd's sheep has been killed by a wild animal, he must bring a witness. Says the Tanakhama, that means he must bring a witness that it was an oines, that the animal was too strong for him to attack, and he'll be potu. Abba Shul says that's not the meaning of the posuk. The meaning of the posuk is yaviu ad. He's got to bring the leftovers to Beis Din. The leftovers is the carcass. So what is the meaning of that machlokes? Explains Rashi, it cannot be that the machlokes is whether he has to bring a witness to prove the oness and that he'll be potter, and Abba Shul says he'll be chayav, because there's no machlokes about that. Of course, if he can prove that it was beyond his control, he will be potter. It's a shomer socho, there's no machlokes about that. So what is Abba Shul saying? Abba Shul is saying that this posuk, there's a drush in this posuk, that you've got to bring the carcass to Beis Din. The Torah is telling you that the shepherd must bring the carcass to Beis Din. Why? What is the carcass doing in Beis Din? We want to evaluate it. Now, how are we going to evaluate it? If it's going to be valued at its present value, I don't need a posuk to be told that. You can bring anything to Beis Din to pay with. You can bring your furniture, and you can bring your motor car, and you can bring your carcasses. And we will evaluate them all at present value, and that will go towards your payment. So we don't need a posuk for that. What is the chidush of the posuk of Yaviyu Ad? Explains Rashi, the chidush is that if you bring this carcass, you can use it Bishas Misa, you don't have to use it Bishas Hamod Abid. Now, what's important is how much it was worth. So you've got to say it's a category A prize bull or whatever it was, and its market value was 1,000 rand, and Beis Din have to find out what happens if you shecht such an animal, how much is it worth afterwards? Doesn't help looking at the carcass now. The carcass has already half been eaten by hyenas. They can't figure out what value it is. So what is the purpose of bringing it? Leave that. We're going to deal with that in the Rambam. What the purpose is of bringing this carcass here. But just remember the question. That according to Rashi, there seems to be no purpose in bringing the carcass. So Rashi goes on to say, "Di mishum donim dahashta lo yitzrich dahashta yis le nevela sachra naisa yoiv le kol shechein ho elo lepchas nevela ato vahachi keoma v'tanakama deloi mapik le lahach drosha." And the Tanakama that doesn't use the posuk for this drosha, why doesn't he agree? What is the machlokes then? So v'pchas nevela demazik havi. He holds the pchas nevela is the mazik, which means the mazik is going to have to pay present value, not previous value. Therefore, you cannot say that that's what the posuk is coming to teach us. Because it's Dotanya Yoshiv, the Rabbi Shove Kesef. Therefore, you must say that the Tanakhama holds that you don't need this drosha. Because if the Mazik is going to use the Nevela to pay with, he's going to use it at present value. And if he's going to use it at present value, I don't need a posuk because he can use anything at present value. And Abba Shul says, I do need the posuk because there's a chiddush here. The chiddush is that although any other novella I would bring, I would use at present value, this particular novella I can use at original value. And I can save myself some money. That's the chiddush of the Torah. Why? Why, in fact, are we interested in saving the mazik money? That's question number two, and you need to remember. Question number one, what is the purpose of bringing it? Number two, why do we allow the mazik this dispensation? Could we allow him to pay less? And it's not logical, really. If you're using the nevela to pay with, who's suffering the loss of that two rand? The nizak. But why should the nizak suffer it? The mazik's ox comes along and kills the nizak's ox. It takes time before the nevela comes before Bezdin. By that time, there's been a further deterioration. Why should the nizak only get paid out what the ox was worth when it was killed? Okay, so those are the two questions. Question number one is, what is the purpose of bringing the ox to Beis Din if we're evaluating what it was worth? Question two is, why are we interested in doing this to the Nizak? Why are we interested in the Nizak suffering the loss of this, in the case we've discussed, of the two Zuz? Let's go further in the Gemara now.
Isn't that the
Shabbat
and Mitaplim
Ben
Avela, isn't that connected to the second question?
She says the same question, yeah. That's the essence of the whole sugya. Why the Baili Mitaplim Ben Avela? Okay, so once I carry on now in the Gemara. Lord, the Kula Alma the Nizak. There is no question that the Pras Nevela is the Nizak's. Abba Shul says that certainly, and even the Tanakama holds that. Right.
The dispute is in view as to the Torah in bringing the Nevada. That's as far as I can think.
So the dispute is who's. I can do the Rashi on that then.
The Torah Nevada, Rabbi Makom Shimesh, Sham, the Makom Shiyas, Sham, Avashol, Ashai Sasham, Avashol, Sama, Alamazik.
That the mazik has to physically bring it. And whose is the pchas nevela? Lenizak. So here Stanley's question comes in. So here you've got a funny situation where the mazik is responsible for something that the nizak suffers. It's a very strange situation. That means the mazik is the one who has to bring it, and the nizak suffers if the mazik doesn't bring it. That's the strange situation which you've got. You've got to go just a few words further, so when you can't just stop where you did. Just go on. Va'atanya is not a question. Va'atanya is a statement, a proof. Va'atanya, did we not learn in a brisa? Where do we know from that it is that the onus is on the owner of the boer to uplift the animal from within his pit? Talmud Loimar Kesev Yoshiv Lebailov Vahames. That's rephrasing that positive Vahames Yi Eloi. If you rephrase it, you say Kesev Yoshiv Lebailov Vahames. What does that mean? That you've got to return the, you've got to pay money and the novella. You've got to return the novella and pay the money. Says Rashi. Va'atanya benichusa. Rashi's telling you normally va'atanya means a question. Va'atanya, did we not learn in a brisa? But here va'atanya benichusa. Here it means va'atanya. It's bringing a support. It's not questioning. Case of Yoshu Lebailo va'ames. That even the mace he has to bring back, he has to bring to the Baili. He has to bring to the Baili. Okay, Leslie, did you want to ask something? Okay, now let's go to the, let's do the Rosh. Yeah.
The fact of bringing a torn carcass to Beis Din,
based, forgetting about the deterioration that's now so based in can view that hardness and say what will be worthwhile at the time of death. Because if I say an animal dies, we know what the value of carcasses is if an animal is in its pristine death condition. But here, what the reason that it has to be brought to basting is so they can see how many tears are there.
What difference does it make?
Because the animal's got a certain value. It's got a leather value, it's got a
but you don't need to see it in its present state to know what that value was, Bishas Misa.
No, we do.
Why?
Because it's been taught.
But it's irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant.
I mean, it was torn by the other. How much?
Yes.
How bad?
We don't know how much meat is left in it. We don't know what groups there are in the carcass. We can now, by looking at it now, we can evaluate what it was worth then.
Yeah.
If you tell me that it wasn't Schaefer, it just died on its own for whatever reason, I know that it was in a perfect state.
That you could do with Adim. You wouldn't have to bring the animal. You could get an expert meat specialist to have a look at it and bring him to Beis Din as an aid. You wouldn't have to physically have to bring the animal there. Why did they physically bring the animal to Beis Din?
It seems like bringing it is good to.
That's how we first won, but we rejected that. But we've rejected that. So now we're left with the question, what is the purpose of... Even the Gemara's rejected it. Pchas Nevela, there's no machlokes. That's not the reason. Everybody holds Pchas Nevela as Lenizak. But we'll see that more clearly in the Rambam. Let's look at the Rosh first of all. Simon Yud Aleph in the Rosh. V'hocha b'turach nevela kamif ligi. So Stan, you do the Rosh.
V'hocha b'turach nevela kamif ligi. Says the Gemara. Here we're dealing with the aspect of Terach Nevela, who has to have, can I translate it as the hassle of the Nevela?
No, well, to translate it as Rashi said. As Rashi translated it.
Who has to bring the Nevela to
from where it is to where it was.
Which we don't know what that means.
We don't know exactly what that means, but it means getting it out of the pit anyway.
It means getting out of the pit. The Hilchoso ka Abba Shaul, and the Halocha, says the Rosh, is like Abba Shaul. The Amar al Hamazik, he says that that's for the mazik to do. Mutal. Lahavi hanavela. It's on the mazik who has to do the nevela. Midatanu acherim, from the fact that we learnt the brass of acherim kavase to support that. Upechas nevela ala nizak. And the pechas nevela, the loss in the nevela, is for the nizak. From the time that the damage was made known to him.
The Bach changes that to de mi shenoida loy.
De mi shenoida loy haya mutal alav lishtadel ul ha'aloysa min abor. And from the time that it was made known to the Nizak, it then became his responsibility to deal with and to deal with the nevela and to bring it up from the pit. Uschar ha'aloh yifra hamazik. But any expenses that were expended by the nizak in bringing it up from the pit have to be paid by the mazik.
Oh, so the Rosh deals with one of our questions. How is it that we've got a situation where the mazik is responsible for something which is the nizak's
loss?
Right, it's not equitable. So the Rosh says no. If the Nizak is the one who's going to suffer the loss, surely the Nizak is the one who must. It's in his own interests to get that carcass up as quickly as possible. What the Gemara means by Torach Nevela is not who physically does it. What the Gemara means is who is financially responsible for it. So the Nizak, obviously, it's his business to pick up. The Mazik has no interest in hurrying up to bring up the Nevela, so he'll take his time. That's not fair on the Nizak. So the whole thing would not be equitable. Once we're saying that the Nizak suffers the loss and the Mazik must bring it up, what we must mean, says the Rosh, is that the Nizak suffers the loss and therefore he will be the one to bring it up, but for the Mazik's account. That's the only way to learn it, says the Rosh. It must be for the Mazik's account. Now, if that's the way to learn it, then the Rosh comes out with an interesting Chiddush. And what is that? From when is the loss the Nizak's? In other words, now let's go a step further. Why is the loss the Nizak's now? We asked that. Why is the Nizak going to be, why are you responsible for that two rand difference, or that 200 rand difference? What is the Rosh answering? No. No, that's what Rashi said. What is the Rosh saying, Warren? Yeah, it is a different point. What but you're jumping a step. You're jumping a step. Let's go back to my question. Why now is it fair, the way the Rosh has explained it, why is it fair that the Nizak should suffer the two zuz loss? No. Yes, because he should have brought it up, and he didn't. Why did it deteriorate? Because he didn't bring it up. So it's not the Mazik's fault. It's his responsibility. Terach Nevela doesn't mean the Mazik must do it. It's yours. You bring it up. I'll pay for it. It's my Hezek. I'll pay for it. But it's yours. You bring it up. You don't want to suffer that extra loss. And if you didn't bring it up, it's your Pshia. In that case, now you can come in, Warren. In that case, from when is it his loss? Only Mishin Noidel. Only from the time that he can have been expected to have uplifted it. But if it's a time that he couldn't have been expected to uplift it, why are we going to hammer him with a loss? So the Rosh reconstitutes the whole Gemara, not from the language of the Gemara, but from the logic. He says, the way we learned the Gemara, the Rosh is tackling us. The way we learned the Gemara, the whole thing is not equitable. What are we going to say? The Mazik must bring it up. And if the Mazik is busy, if the Mazik is having a picnic today and tomorrow he's got a customer meeting, so he'll pick it up on Wednesday. Wednesday's Yom Tov, it'll have to wait till Friday. So he picks it up on Friday and it's deteriorated. Who suffers the deterioration? The Nizak. Where's the fairness, is the Rosh? That can't be. The Nizak would then suffer the way we learned. Says the Rosh, that's not fair. So the Nizak must be free to pick it up. If it's going to be his loss, he's the one who must be picking it up for the Mazik's account. And that's Pshat in Torah Novela. But the Torah Novela, although that's not the simple meaning of the word, Torah Novela means the hassle, not the expense. But the Rosh says it can't mean the hassle. It cannot mean the physical obligation to bring it up. The physical obligation must be the Nizak's, because he's the one who's going to suffer the loss. If that is the case, then I understand why he suffers the loss. He suffers the loss because he was negligent in not bringing it up quickly. In that case, from what time can that loss be measured? Only from the time that his negligence began, which is Mishanoi Daloi. Says the Rosh, that's the only way to learn the Gemara.
Don't we open up for another problem over here? Is it was his one-ton prize pool, and he had to hire a crane, and it landed up that the value that he spent to get it out of the pit was worth more than the value.
That's further on in the Gemara.
But isn't that a problem?
That's further than the Gemara.
Explanation?
No, we don't know that it's worth. Who says it's worth? You've given a case where it's worth more because it's a one-ton prize pool. But in a normal case, we would say it won't be worth more. Well, where's the two finished
eggs? On the machines.
Yeah.
Arm lapse between when it happens and when it does, and he takes the
knock. The Mazik takes the knock, yeah. The Mazik takes the lock. There's no reason for the Nizak to take that lock, since the whole reason for Pras Nevela is the negligence of the Nizak. That's only from the time that he became negligent, which is from the time that he knew about it. Before he knew about it, he's not negligent. Hello?
So what you're saying here,
so you're asking what would be in the case, maybe it's part of these here, what would be in the case where he's no, but he couldn't do anything about it. No, he couldn't do anything, but then the Mazik also couldn't, so there's no reason for the Mazik to suffer that loss necessarily. Yes, but you'll see that from the next piece that we'll do, you'll see that it's still did you definitely do the two mezuzahs? This is the Shita Mekubetzis, that's the Chumash. Is this all the Chumash? And they're stuck inside somewhere. Ah, you're right. I was going to charge you with Pras Nevela here.
Yeah, the Rosh is saying that the account of the Mazik, from the time it was known to the Nizak, it's for the account of the Mazik
is the cost of uplifting it.
Right.
That's all. The cost of uplifting it, not the deterioration. Okay, the deterioration is Pchas Nevela. It's also part of Pchas Nevela, I suppose.
How can we just say that the Mazik has to take it out, but if he's negligent, he's going to bring it out, take his time, and if he messes around...
But what happens if the Nizak didn't know? So the Nizak didn't know about it. Why should the Pchas Nevela be for the Nizak?
No, that's what I'm saying. So if the Mazik was negligent in bringing it out of the...
But even if he's not negligent? Even if he's not negligent, but there's nothing the Nizak could do it faster. Why should the Nizak suffer the Pchas Nevela? Since you're bringing me back a carcass that's worth 8, you're paying me another 90, I'm short of 2. So we say, well, Pchas Nevela, but I could, but had I known, I would have gotten it out. That's his defense. He says, had I known, I would have gotten it out. So it won't work that way. The way that Rosh learns. Which appears to be unlike Rashi. Let's look at the tour inside.
The Mazik is acknowledging responsibility up to the moment of death and for lifting the Shahema out of the pit. He's got no argument with that. The only argument is that 2 rand difference, or maybe more,
right,
came from that moment of death
to the time it comes up. Right. And who physically has to uplift? Not who pays for it, but who physically has to do it. In the fourth Hanavelo, and the Nevelo remains for the Nizak, the Shamin Oysoi Kamo Shehoiso Shove Besho Shenoida Loi HaHezek. And we evaluate how much it would have been worth to him at the time that he became aware of the damage. That's how much is deducted from the total payment. Have you got it? Says the Parisha in Sifkot and Beis, Shomin oiso ikama shohoiso shove, Sham daf yud. Dorish lo mikro de pchas nevela de nizak. The Gemara learns out of a posuk that pchas nevela belongs to the nizak. Who? Have ayin sham. Look there. The dikdek and the rosh is medayek. The chosov mishor shenoida lo. And he says mishor shenoida lo, not mishas misa. Why? The oz hoyo lo lemochro mashen kin kodim lochem. Because at that time he could have sold the animal. That answers your question, Hilo. He doesn't have to go and fetch it. You can sell it where it is already. It has a market value at that time. He could have done something to, what do the lawyers call it? To minimize the loss. They could have done something to mitigate his losses. At that time he becomes responsible. He knows the facts, and he can now mitigate his losses, and should have done so. And if he didn't, it's his own negligence. At that case, he could have crystallized the loss. And when we say, Kamo yishove bishas shenoideloi, that means how much was it worth up there on the mountains? That's how the Rosh learns it. And the Tur is the son of the Rosh, so he's going in his father's Shita, and he's learning not like Rashi. Rashi says, Mishas Misa. What we're interested in is how much it was at the time of death. The Rosh learns how much it was at the time that the loss could have been mitigated, which is the time Shenoidaloi. Now the Beis Yosef is fascinating. What does the Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef on the left hand side is the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's Rabbi Yosef Karo, who wrote this perush on the tour before he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef says, "Umashe kosov in little gimole, v'im nifchas v'umashe kosov v'im nifchaso ben shor." Sorry, let's go back into the tour first, a little bit further in the tour. Ve'im nifchaso ben shor shenoido loy la'amod bedin, and if the animal deteriorated between the time that it became known to the Nizak and the time it came to Beis Din, ha'hefseg le'nizak, then that loss belongs to the Nizak. Says the Beis Yosef on the left hand column, Uma shekosu ve'im nifchaso ben shor shenoido loy la'amod bedin ha'hefseg le'nizak. That comes beferi kama debove kama, says the Beis Yosef. That comes from Al Gemara, Daf Yudamud Beis. Dorish mikro de pchas nevela de nizakavi. Ufiresh Rashi, and Rashi explains de mishas misa koi birushuse de nizak. That from the time of misa it's in the rishus of the nizak. Vimisriach ufochos domi mishas misa bad shos amodo bedin, and therefore if it deteriorated from that time until amodo bedin, pseida de nizaku, the loss is the nizak's. ומשלם למזיק מה שההזק הביא יסל על אדומים שויסו הנווה לשורי בשעס מיסה, and the mazik has to pay the difference between what the animal was worth before death and after death. What is the Beis Yosef doing? Why is he bringing in Rashi? The Beis Yosef is supposed to be explaining the two. The two said it's from Mishah Shein Lo Yedaleh. What does the Beis Yosef say? He's explaining why is the Hefzid the Nizaks. What is the reason that the Hefzid is the Nizaks? So what did we say? What is the reason that the Hefzid is the Nizaks? What did we say in the Rosh? Because at that time he could have done something about it. Why should he have done something about it? Because it's his, says Rashi. Because it's his. From when was it his? Mishas Misa. So the Beis Yosef learns that there's no machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. Otherwise he wouldn't bring Rashi here. He would bring Rashi as a dissenting view. He's not bringing Rashi as a dissenting view. He's bringing Rashi as a perush. The Tur says like the Rosh. Practically, from when do you evaluate it? You evaluate it from the time Shenodal, from the time that the Nizak knew about it. Explains the Prisha, there is no other time you can work from, because that's the time he could have mitigated his loss, not before then. Ask the Beis Yosef, but why even then is it the Nizak's? Answers the Beis Yosef, because it belongs to him. So you need two elements. The one is that it belongs to him, and the second is now the timing. The first thing is, whose is it? It's the Nizak's. Good, but the Nizak can't be held responsible if he doesn't know. It's from the time that he does know. So the Beis Yosef does not see any machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi is explaining the reason why Pchas Nevela is the Nizaks. The Rosh is explaining how practically we evaluate it and from what time we evaluate it. But there's no machlokes between the two according to the Beis Yosef. Do we agree with that in Rashi? Are you happy to go along with that? You don't have to be intimidated by the Beis Yosef. Have a look at that Rashi and tell me if you accept the Beis Yosef or not. Beis Yosef is working on logic. He says, logically, there's no other way to handle it. You must do it from that time. Rashi cannot mean that the Nizak is responsible even from before he knew about it. Right. That doesn't seem to be what Rashi is saying. He says, "V'imisriach ufechoso domi mishaas biso v'adshaas amoda bedin pseida denizaku." If there is a deterioration from the time of death until the time of coming to Beis Din, that loss is the Nizak's, irrespective of whether he knew it or not. That's what Rashi seems to say. So I find the Beis Yosef very difficult. Logically, I understand what the Beis Yosef is saying. Is logically, it's difficult to understand how anybody could differ with a Rosh. What the Rosh is saying is almost compulsive logic. There's nothing, the compelling logic. There's nothing that you can say against it. But the fact is, Rashi does say something against it. So what does Rashi mean? I don't know yet. But that doesn't seem to be what the Beis Yosef says. Now we need to do a little Ramban in the Chumash, and then we can leave it for today. Okay, so the Ramban on the left hand side of the page, you've got the Ramban, two lines on the bottom of the right hand column. On Vahames Yeloi, have you got that? So this is the Ramban on Chumash on Vahames Yeloi. So he starts off quoting Rashi on the Chumash, Vahames Yeloi la Nizak. What is the pasuk Vahames Yeloi come to teach us that it belongs to the Nizak? And you evaluate the carcass and you use that as part payment. And the mazik pays the difference in addition to the nevela. Zelo should Rashi. That's Rashi. Okay? Now stop there for a moment. That's how Rashi explains the pasuk. Are you happy with that? In terms of the Gemara we've just learned, is that the correct way to explain the pasuk? That the nizak may, that the nevela may be used in part payment. Is that what Vamesi Yiloi means? No. That we learn from Yoshiv. That's what the Ramban asks. V'loy bira es dina, and Rashi is not clarified the halacha clearly enough. Ki ein tzorich loymar benevela hazois sheyitleno hanizak becheshbon hatashlumin. We don't need to be told that this nevela can be paid as part, can be given as part payment. Kishi yovi yosol lebeis din, when he brings it to beis din l'shalem hanizak to pay the nezik. Sheafilo oyu lemazik nevelus treifis acheres beveisur. Because even if the mazik had other nevelus and treifus in his house, yifreinu bohem kefi demayim, he may use them as part payment. Because we've already learned from Yoshiv that you can pay with metaltalin, you can pay with movable property, even inferior grade in movable property. Avala inyan loyma. What does this Vahames Yiloi come to teach us? Ki hanevelo shel nizaki. The nevela is the property of the nizak. And it must be considered in every way as his money. Lefichoch, therefore, if the nevela deteriorates thereafter, or it's stolen. What happens if it's stolen? The nevela is stolen from the pit. Whose responsibility is that? What would the Rosh say? What would the Rosh say? If he didn't have a chance to get it out, if it was before he knew, that's the mazik's problem. The Ramban doesn't go into that. It's as if it deteriorated, or shenignavo ein ala mazik l'shalim ela demei amiso. All the mazik has to pay is the demei amiso. Im oyo ashor kishu chay shove mone, if the shor alive was worth 100, uchashemei shove chamishim, and dead it's worth 50 zuz, yeish olov chamishim zuz. All he has to pay is 50 zuz. V'zei yitapel b'nevelosui, and it's the nizak's obligation to deal with the nevela, v'yishmerenu la'atzmui, and he must look after it himself. V'zei adin b'chim with only zaki. Now, on the one hand, one could say the fact that the Ramban says he must look after it for himself might imply, but he needs to know where it is. On the other hand, I might say, but knowing where it is his business in any case. You've got to know where your property is. It's not, there's no reason for the magic. It's true that the ox fell into the pit, but it's his business to know that. It wasn't magically spirited away. One has to watch one's property and know where it is. If you know where it is, you'll know. It's dead at the bottom of a pit. If you don't know that it's there, that in itself is carelessness. Why don't you know where your property is? So it appears from the Ramban, again, unlike the Beis Yosef, that the Ramban is supporting our way of understanding Rashi originally. That the fact is, although we don't understand the equity of it, it seems unfair. But the fact is that it appears that the nevela never changed ownership. The nevela was always the ownership of the nizak, and the mazik has no obligation whatever with respect to the nevela. The nevela is the nizak's. All the mazik has to do is pay the difference between the nevela and the original animal when it was alive. But that's not how the Beis Yosef learns. The Beis Yosef learns that there's no machlokes Rashi in the Rosh, that Rashi explains why the nizak suffers the loss, the Rosh explains from when the nizak suffers the loss, and Rashi would agree with the Rosh, and the Rosh agrees with Rashi. That's how the Beis Yosef learns, and it's important that you understand that that's what the Beis Yosef means. Our understanding of Rashi, and it appears also that Ramban's understanding of Rashi, is different, so we don't understand how the Beis Yosef says that, because the Pashtus, if you read and translate the Rashi, it seems clear that Rashi is not interested in Noideloi, and whether he knew it or he didn't know it. Rashi is interested in whose property the Nevela is. Once we've established whose property the Nevela is, the Mazik has no responsibility towards it. Those are the two shittas. The shita of the Beis Yosef, Rashi as the Beis Yosef sees it, and Rashi as we've understood it. What you need to do for the next shir, which now will be next Sunday, and from then we'll go on to the new program. What you need to do for the next shir is the next piece of Gemara down to the end of the sugi, another five or six lines. And there's a question that the shita... Okay, if you know that piece of Gemara well, forget about the shita of Kubetzis. We'll do that in the Shir next Sunday. If you know the Gemara well, then we'll understand the question of the Shita Mekubetzis. You need to chazer this well, you need to understand this properly, you need to know the Shita Mekubetzis. What you can do interimly is the Rambam. So for next Sunday, in addition to revising this, please do the rest of the Gemara with the Rashi and the Rambam, which is the last halacha in Perek Zayin of Hilchus Nizkei Momen. Hilchus Nizkei Momen, Perek Zayin, the last halacha. Learn that Rambam very carefully. Don't look at the Noisa Kelim, don't look at the Forshim, just the Rambam. Learn the words of that Rambam very, very clearly in Mitzvah Hashem for next Sunday.